I want to start with audio. If we're playing audio, I got some stuff. So Baker Mayfield has been doing bits for a long time.
No way.
In his post-game press conferences. Let's see. Is this a bit we can easily identify?
And the good thing about it is we don't have to learn from a loss. We can get better after a win. So, you know, just the mindset of trying to be just a bunch of big, hairy American winning machines is important.
That is from Talladega Nights.
Okay.
Well, Dak, here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence, and nobody can hang with my stuff. You know, I'm just a big, hairy American winning machine. If you ain't first, you're last.
Do you remember this bit? So in different press conferences, he does different bits. He's doing a Dwight Schrute from The Office.
Whenever I'm about to do something, I think, would an idiot do that? And if they would, then I don't do that.
What is the most inspiring thing I ever said to you?
Don't be an idiot. Changed my life. Whenever I'm about to do something, I think, would an idiot do that? And if they would, I do not do that thing.
Okay, so Baker Mayfield loves bits. And he waits till the post-game press conference.
Yeah.
So apparently this week...
he waits for the 8 or 9 times a year that he can do comedy.
Right. The other times he's behind local restaurants looking for jewels on the ground. apparently he was under some kind of a challenge. I don't know if this was through the team or what, but to make Kanye references, and he made 5 of them. In their post-game press conference after they beat the Bears. The Bears, get that? That was Beck Bennett, right? He invented that.
That's his bit, SNL. Yeah.
So this was the opening question. And you guys, big Kanye fans, see if you can guess when he has a Kanye reference.
Baker, how did it feel to have Odell back out there in the
draft? I felt good. I mean, obviously, losing a guy like Jarvis, you know, one of our key skill players, you're going to have people step up. So it was, you know, a blessing to have... You know, the late registration of Odell come in and play for us.
Yeah, there's a layup.
Really forced.
Yeah.
Well, let's see if these other ones are. Here they asked him about Myles Garrett, who had, I think, 4 sacks, maybe 4.5. He had a day.
He did.
He's a monster, man. I mean,
there's one.
I don't know, 4.5 sacks, I think, right? And that's unreal. And you know, he's out there eating, you know, watch the throne with him. And then
monster.
Watch the throne.
Watch the throne.
Oh, I thought he said watch the film. Okay. There you
watch
go.
The yeah, throne.
I
yeah.
thought he said monstar.
Yeah.
That's what I thought he said. Monstar, which is a totally different bit. Yeah. Maybe he's doubling bits. This one, there are 2 that he will mention as they ask him a question about the offense.
What?
Don't you love bad questions?
I just can't.
I listened to this whole press conference, and it is amazing that Baker can just answer these questions. This is why he has to do bits.
Yeah.
Because they're just the dumbest. Just how important was it to put points on the board before halftime?
What does it mean to you to win?
What's the potential?
Baker, what's the potential for this offense? And where are you in the evolution of it?
I'd say, you know, we're continuing to get better, finding ways to win. You know, there's never going to be a point where you feel like you've reached the graduation level. You've mastered the offensive system.
There's
you
one.
Always want to try and improve. And so for us, we just have that mindset, not being college dropouts, continuing to get better.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, finding ways to win.
Oh, my God.
What year is this?
I know.
These are 15, feels like 15-year-old references.
I'm loving it.
You pitched it like this was an awesome thing, and it's just kind of dumb.
It's just reading album titles.
Got one more for you.
I have a guess.
Yeah, let's guess.
I mean, if you watch the game, you can tell by the way he runs. It's always angry, but then today it was.
They're talking about Kareem Hunt.
Pretty special. I mean, when he gets in the open field and he delivers contact, I mean, he's open and there's just one guy left. And when he finds a guy to go run into and create contact, that's when you know you're in the zone. So that's the life of Pablo for Kareem.
Oh, kill me.
That doesn't even make sense.
None of them made any sense. None of them made any sense. None of them.
And no one followed up. Like, what exactly do you mean by the life of Pablo?
Kareem, life of Pablo. Let me put that in Cleveland.com tomorrow. Oh, wow. All right, I'm going to play a couple pieces of audio for you. I was listening, made a quick store run for the family yesterday while Rams Bucks were
You fire
on.
A couple darts while you're on that run?
Yeah,
I just see so many people smoking.
Just
in cars,
general?
Just in my neighborhood, it feels like,
yeah.
And I've been surmising lately. This is just somebody volunteering to go to the store, so they can either get that big beer while they wait for or just to have a smoke.
That one seems tough to me. I feel like it lingers a little more than you can.
You can't wipe it off. Okay.
No. So I was on my way back, and I was listening to the Ticket. We have the Westwood One broadcast of the afternoon game there, and this one, I learned breaking news from the radio. But also, this feels very much like a color analyst who saw a butterfly and had to read the note. Oh, my goodness. I'm up in there?
You are.
Okay, hold on.
Brady under center. Gives it to Ronald Jones up the middle, and he's going nowhere. Line of scrimmage, and that's it. And it was the front. Aaron Donald, Sebastian Joseph Day, A'shaun Robinson, all there. Second and goal from the 5. By the way, Gronk in the red zone this year. 4 targets, 4 catches, 4 touchdowns.
Hey, just a quick update. I just got a news flash from Kansas City. Andy Reid has left the stadium in an ambulance. Had fallen ill. So we'll update you
as
we get more information.
Yeah, Ted Sobel will get information on that at our studios and get more info when we have it. Second and goal from the 5.
That, you know what that's doing is saying... Tune out of this game.
Yeah, immediately.
Leave this game.
Literally,
now,
immediately went to my phone, turned the radio off, parked, and was like, what's going on with
Andy
Reid?
There's no point for him to put that there.
They're driving, right? They're down at the 10-yard line. It's not the game they're calling.
Right. Like, it isn't someone on their sideline you're updating. It's just from another. It's so...
it's
belong there.
Odd decision. I'm like, whoa, I didn't know anything about Andy
Reid. Because that would cause me to immediately stop listening to that game.
Yeah. Maybe if he fell down on the sideline, pass out or something, it was only the very tip of he was hospitalized for something.
Right. All right, well, second down and 5, as Brady looks to punch
it
in here. Yeah,
poor play-by-play guy got to try to navigate through
that. Yeah. And then we always love when the local news, really national news, regular news, non-sports folk.
This is news.
When they try to talk sports, they have to, right? Especially if it's the Cowboys locally. All 4 of our networks are forced to at least hand wave at the sports fan. So Blake heard this the other day. We covered last week that Eagles first year head coach Nick Sirianni was wearing a Beat Dallas shirt at his press conference. Ooh.
No way.
So
them's fighting words.
It's time for Lauren Prisbel and the Fox Morning Show to cover this story.
Okay, Chip, so the Philadelphia Eagles already throwing some shade at the Cowboys as the teams get ready to renew their rivalry Monday night. So check out the Eagles head coach, Nick Sirianni.
By the way, upset of the year, she nailed that. Because I have a whole folder of her butchering sports names. Rich,
yeah, but his name, Sirianni, isn't that tough.
Chia. It's a lot of letters.
Nick Sirianni. See that shirt? This was during yesterday's practice. The shirt says, Beat Dallas. It didn't take long for word to get to the star in Frisco and for the Cowboys to react.
Not really too concerned about.
Okay, so she's leading with the.
She's leading you into the, you think this guy's going to be pissed.
Yeah, so let's see what the Cowboys have
Cowboys,
to say.
It didn't take long until they react, and they didn't react.
Trevon Diggs.
That is a non-reaction.
Trevon Diggs on a morphine drip.
Not really too concerned about what the coach is wearing. Or
That is a fake headline
that
sucked you in, like, oh my gosh.
So skip forward a little bit here.
We now go to the Cowboys' reaction. What did they... Oh, they didn't say a thing.
Really nothing. And they went to Diggs. They went to CD. They went
like no
to,
one
I want
cared.
To say Dak.
It's definitely a rivalry. I would say probably half the time we play them, there's something, a little chippiness or a little scuffle before the game. So it's definitely a rival.
Oh, get ready. The Cowboys playing Monday night.
Now listen.
All them fighting words.
Okay, so again, it's not a sports show, so they do have a transition to make at the end of this this piece on this feisty Nick Sirianni.
Oh, get ready. The Cowboys and the Eagles play Monday night, AT&T Stadium in Arlington. That should be a good one to watch. Well, an older dog with a lot of love to give is looking for a new home.
Jeez.
As they put this dying, like, 16-year-old Labrador up on the screen with an eye kind of hanging out. Like,
oh, man.
All right. Well, an older dog needs some love.
That's awesome.
I heard that.
That is awesome.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.